Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist August Vizzotto with Today in Bible Prophecy Ministries. We want to thank you so much for tuning in today to our Friday morning edition of our Bible Prophecy News Update. And we want to thank you so much for tuning in today. And so we are once again back on the air, and we want to thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us for this Friday morning as we once again look at current world events in light of biblical prophecy and the soon return of our Lord Jesus at the next prophetic event on God's calendar that we call the rapture of the church. So again, folks, thank you so much for tuning in with us today. We are also broadcasting this live stream on Blog Talk Radio so that we can also upload the audio portion of this live streaming to our website. And when you have an opportunity, folks, please visit our website at todayinbibleprophecy.org, todayinbibleprophecy.org. While you're there, sign up for our newsletters. They go out every single week. And you can take advantage of visiting our bookstore, the Today in Bible Prophecy bookstore. From our bookstore, we have books available that I have written. There is also Holy Land gifts that you can purchase and to bring back home to you. And by purchasing gifts from the Holy Land or our materials from our website, you are helping to support this ministry. You can also go to the very bottom of our webpage and you can click on the PayPal button where you can help support our ministry. We have those who support us at $20 a month. And that goes a long way, folks, when you have, you know, 50 people or 100 people supporting us at $20 a month, well, that really goes a long way. And so if you can help support us at $20 a month, that would be a blessing, and you are helping us to do what we do in traveling around the country and traveling 5,800 miles to the Holy Land to share the gospel with the Jewish people. You are having a hand in helping us to not only proclaim Jesus' soon return, but also in sharing the gospel over there when we are in Israel. So we appreciate all of you for standing behind us and doing that. So we appreciate you. So if our ministry has been a blessing to you and you enjoy our Bible teaching, please pray, folks, about standing behind us and helping support this ministry. So you can do that one of two ways. Go to my website, todayinbibleprophecy.org, scroll down to the bottom of the webpage, click on the PayPal button, and you can help support us that way. Or you can send your gift to Today in Bible Prophecy Ministries, 55 Pleasant Street, Apartment 2, Lincoln, Rhode Island, 02865. And so, again, please pray about standing behind us and helping us in this ministry. Sunday morning, I am going to be preaching all day at Auburn Baptist Church, Auburn, Massachusetts. I will be doing their Sunday school, plus we will be having question and answer for Sunday school Sunday morning. Sunday school at 10 a.m., Sunday morning 11, and 6 p.m. Sunday evening. I hope and pray that you will take advantage, if you live in that area, to join us for our Bible Prophecy Sunday at Auburn Baptist Church. And we are really looking forward to being there with Pastor Timothy Crockett and all of his people. So that will be Sunday morning, February 19th, at 10 a.m. Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship service, 6 p.m. Sunday evening. We will be there, and I will have a book table set up, and we will be teaching Bible prophecy in light of current events. And so, Lori Mano says that is her church. So, Lori, we are looking forward to being with you on Sunday morning. So we're looking forward to seeing you, looking forward to being with you, and we're going to have Lori a wonderful, wonderful time. So good morning to you, Lori. Thank you so much for joining us as you usually do every day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, we look forward to going on the air, and we look forward to, you know, looking at current news stories and then, you know, giving you a prophetic perspective on that news story. I don't take a news story and then make a mountain out of a molehill to dramatize it. I just don't like doing that. I read the secular news story. Then what I will do is then I will read a prophetic passage from the Word of God to show you how I believe they could be connected. Because as I always say, the times in which we live today are catching up to the prophetic Word of God. The prophetic Word of God is not catching up to the times in which we live. The times in which we live, ladies and gentlemen, are indeed catching up to the Word of God. And so I'm going to be talking about these news events right there Sunday morning, February 19th, at Auburn Baptist Church. So if you live in the area, hey, come on out and join us. So again, we are live streaming this, as I usually do, Monday through Friday, and we are also recording the audio for Blog Talk Radio, for Today in Bible Prophecy Radio. So we will put in the audio portion of this broadcast to the Blog Talk Radio and as well to our website, todayinbibleprophecy.org. And you know, folks, you can also download the audio portion of this broadcast from the Blog Talk Radio. It'll be on our website. And so you can go ahead and do that. And, of course, you can always watch the archive of this live streaming broadcast. So let me just say good morning to Anders Ekman, who right now is in foggy Sweden. And it's the afternoon over there. It's Friday morning here in the States, but it's the afternoon over there in Sweden. So, Anders, thank you so much, my man, for tuning in. Debbie Smith is also watching. Good morning to you, Debbie. For all of you that are watching, if you have a Bible prophecy question, you can type your question into the comment box or a comment, and we will try to answer your question or read your comment. And what we try to do is we look at three news stories, and we will give a prophetic perspective on that news story. Don't forget now, folks, you could follow me on the social networks. Of course, all of you follow me on Facebook. And, of course, these live streaming events are public. So you don't have to be a Facebook friend of mine to watch these live streaming broadcasts. So you can invite a friend, give them a heads up, let them know from Monday through Friday, 11 a.m., unless the time changes because of travel or whatever, we will be live streaming on Facebook for our Bible prophecy news updates because there's so much going on in the news. As one prophecy preacher puts it this way, we cover the political to be fulfilled. And I like that. We cover the political because it sets the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled. So that's the reason why, folks, I bring these secular, and I stress that, and I emphasize that, these secular news articles, and then I will give my prophetic perspective on that news article. I'll give my prophetic perspective on that news event. And as I said, the times in which we live are catching up to the prophetic word of God. Let me also welcome Janice Waterberger from the left coast of California. And she has just joined us. And good morning to you, Janice. Janice Waterberger will be joining us in Israel next month. Listen to me, folks. We got 7 seats left on this tour. And I really would like to encourage you about praying to go to Israel with us. 7 seats available. And the dates for this tour are March 25th to April 5th, 2017, just next month, folks. And I want to encourage you to come with us to Israel, the Holy Land, the land of the Bible, the land of the prophets, the land of the apostles, the land of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, the Lord Jesus. I want to invite you and encourage you to go to the very center of the earth with us based on Ezekiel 5:5. One of the safest places that anybody can go to, the land of Israel. So I want to encourage you to come with us to Israel. You're going to get two countries for the price of one. Israel and Petra in southern Jordan. Now, the tour price is $36.50 per person, all-inclusive, which includes your connecting flights, your round-trip airfare, buffet, breakfast and dinner daily. It's all buffet. Transportation and entrance fees into all the holy sites. So, if you'd like to come with us, now is the time to make those preparations to go. You will never find a price of $36.50 per person that would include 2 countries for all of that. And so if you would like to go but you have more questions, you can call me at 774-888-8025. If you're ready to go, then you need to call my tour agent, Eyal Evan. Eyal Evan, E-Y-A-L. Eyal Evan, E-V-A-N. Call him toll free, 1-888-300-3038. That's 1-888-300-3038. Let Eyal know that you are ready to come to Israel with us. When it's all said and done, you will never read your Bible same way again. Discover the Jewish roots of your Christian faith and see where Bible prophecy will unfold in the not too distant future. Going to Israel is like walking onto a stage. The actors are long gone, but the props are still there. And we want to show you those props. So, folks, take a step of faith. Stop listening to the liberal media. Go to one of the safest places. Israel, by far, is safer than you would be anywhere in the United States of America. Man, I go out for my 2-mile walk every day here in Lincoln, Rhode Island. You know something, folks? I have to carry protection on me. Because you just never know. But you know something? I'm not afraid when I walk the streets of Israel at night. But I am here in America. America is far more dangerous. A far more dangerous place than Israel is. And so, folks, pray, please, pray about it. Take a step of faith and come with us to the land of Israel. Robin Fraser, has joined us. She's a member of my church, by the way, the Greater Rhode Island Baptist Temple in Johnston, Rhode Island. She says, "Shalom, brother. I really like the way you're doing your teachings. Now I'm learning a lot." Well, that just shows me, Robin, that I'm doing my job. And so I really appreciate your encouragement on that. Lori Mena says, "I'm praying. I'm going to need a miracle for me and my husband." Pray, Lori. Take a step of faith. And, you know, just go. Just go. And when it's all said and done, you're going to say two things to me. And what you're going to say to me, Lori, is, "You know something? Israel was one of the safest places I've ever been to. And number two, I'll never read my Bible the same way again." And you know something, Lori? There is nothing. There is nothing to be afraid about. Israel is one of the safest places that anybody can go to. All right. What we're going to do right now, folks, is I'm going to get into the first news story of the day. And, okay, what did I do with my reading glasses? You have everything ready to go, and now you can't find the reading glasses, even though I just had them right. Oh, here we go. We got them. Okay. All right. The first news story that I want to share comes from AOL News, AmericaOnline.news, in which they reported that there are 88 satellites that are going to be launched and will hover above the Earth. They will image the entire Earth daily. A San Francisco based imaging startup company called Planet is about to launch 88 satellites into orbit. Now, these satellites gather information by photographing the planet daily so that people can see the changes that are happening throughout the planet and to even react to them. The 88 satellites will be their largest fleet ever launched by this company. But they're not going to be alone. They're being launched in an Indian PSLV rocket, along with 15 other additional satellites not belonging to that company called Planet. Now, if the launch is successful, the company Planet will operate more satellites than any other company in the world by launching at least 143 satellites that will hover above the Earth. The launch will also mean that the company Planet can image the entire globe, ladies and gentlemen. Image the entire Earth. Whereas right now, they're only imaging about a third of the Earth daily. The launch is taking place in India, which started on February 14th, which was Valentine's Day. So now you're saying to yourself, August, what does this have to do with Bible prophecy? Well, folks, I believe it has a lot to do with Bible prophecy. Because, folks, we know, based on Revelation chapter number 11, two witnesses are going to be killed. Those two witnesses, their bodies will lie in the streets of Jerusalem for the entire world to see. Now, if you're familiar with Revelation 11, it talks about these two witnesses. In verse 1, it says, "Now there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise, measure the temple of God, the altar, and them that worship therein, So verse 1 talks about that rebuilt third Jewish temple that we were talking about on yesterday's program. A third temple will be up and running in the city of Jerusalem. Now, when that temple is up and running, the Bible says God is going to raise up two witnesses in verse 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,200 threescore days, clothed in sackcloth. So during the first half of the tribulation period, two witnesses are going to be preaching the gospel. They will probably be up on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem preaching, and they will do so for 1,260 days. In the King James, it says 1,203 score days clothed in sackcloth. Now, sackcloth in the Bible would be, pouring dirt on your head, if you will. You know, either if you're dressed in sackcloth, that would mean black. You're dressed all in black. Or mourning in sackcloth. You know, you cover yourself in black soil, which would be a sign of mourning, if you will. Because, folks, during this time, the whole world is under the dictatorial rule, Antichrist, and the false prophet. So these two witnesses will be prophesying for the first half of the tribulation period. And because they are preaching during the first half, 144,000 male Jewish Israelites will come to faith in the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. And so in verse 4 it says, these are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. Now the two olive trees and the two candlesticks are right out of Zechariah chapter 4 and verse number 2, if I can read that quickly. In Zechariah chapter 4 verse 2 it says, and he said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof. Verse 3, and the two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side. So in Zechariah, we went through Zechariah already. The fifth vision is the golden candlestick and the two olive trees, which is the work of God. The rebuilding of the temple will be accomplished through God's leaders, Joshua the high priest, and Zerubbabel. Joshua was the spiritual leader of Israel at that time. Zerubbabel was the political leader of that time. Both these guys were encouraging the people to build the temple of the Lord. And this was after the Babylonian captivity, which ended in 539 BC. Let me just welcome also Adrian Hernandez to the broadcast. Adrian, thank you so much, my brother, for tuning in today. I believe this is your first time joining us here on the program. And I just want to say, Boker Tov, Shalom, good morning, and hello to you. Now, going back to Revelation chapter number 11, he talks about the two olive trees and the two candlesticks. These simply relate to what I just read out of 4, verses 2 and 3. Where Zerubbabel and Joshua the priest are pictured as two olive trees, furnishing oil for a lampstand for Israel. Joshua and Zerubbabel were lights to Israel back then. So they provided help and power for Israel in time of need. Now these two witnesses will be for Israel in the future what Zerubbabel and Joshua were for Israel in the past. Verse 5 tells us, and if any man will hurt them, Fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. So in other words, if any man tries to touch these two witnesses, they will be consumed by fire. They will be killed for at least the 1,260 days, or 1,203 score days. Verse 6 says, God gives them authority to pronounce judgment and to carry out judgment. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. So not only are they granted authority by God to kill those who touch them for the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, but also to bring down judgment upon the enemies of God. But at the end of the 1,260 days, verse 7 tells us, and when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast, that would be the Antichrist, that is seventh out of the bottomless pit, shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. So in other words, the Antichrist says, I've had enough of these guys. I've had enough of their preaching. Because of their preaching, look what happened. 144,000 Jews get saved. I can't let this go on anymore. Now, the Jews of Revelation 7, now mind you, I'm going in chronological order here, because the book of Revelation is in chronological order. If you remember during our past study, we looked at the book of Revelation in chronological order. So in chapter 11, two witnesses preach, and because of that, chapter 7, 144,000 Jews get saved. Those 144,000 Jews are sealed by God. Nobody can touch them. But in Revelation 11, these two witnesses are killed by the Antichrist. Now, instead of the dignity and the decency of a burial, Antichrist kills these two witnesses and allows their dead bodies to be displayed around the world. Verse 8 says, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, that would be Jerusalem, which spiritually, now notice how the Bible itself allegorizes. The Bible itself spiritualizes. Not me, the Bible. If you're going to allegorize or spiritualize anything, ladies and gentlemen, it's because the Bible is doing so, and not you. You will notice how the Bible itself spiritualizes the literal city of Jerusalem, verse 8. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, Jerusalem, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. The Bible spiritualizes the literal city of Jerusalem, calling it Sodom and Egypt. Well, why Sodom? Well, we all know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis 18 and 19. God destroyed those cities because of sodomy. Well, that's homosexuality. Sodomy and sin. And God has destroyed those two cities. And during the tribulation period, the world at that time in the future will be like one big Sodom and Gomorrah. Just evil, wickedness, immorality, unprecedented. You think it's bad now in the tribulation period, it's going to be 100 times worse. And then calls the city of Jerusalem spiritually Egypt. Because if you remember, the children of Israel were in bondage to Egypt for some 430 years. The world in the future will be in bondage to the Antichrist and the false prophet during their dictatorial. So he says in verse 9, and they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. Now, you know something? If somebody would have read this passage 100 years ago. And somebody would have said, well, the whole world's going to see this. No, they would have laughed in your face. They would have said, nah, that's impossible. It's impossible for everybody all over the world to see this event happen in Jerusalem. So 100 years ago, they would have laughed in your face. They laughed at C.I. Schofield in 1909 when he said that one day, and he wrote a commentary on Revelation 11, when he said one day the whole world will see these two witnesses dead in the city of Jerusalem. They laughed at him. They even called C.I. Schofield a false prophet when he wrote a commentary on Ezekiel 38:39, in which he said one day Russia will be the sugar daddy of the entire Arab world and will one day invade Israel. They laughed at him. They called him, folks, a false prophet. If those people were alive today, they wouldn't be laughing at C.I. Schofield. Because look at what Russia is doing today. As a matter of fact, a Russian spy ship was just spotted off the eastern United States coast, folks. Can you imagine that? They were just spotted off the, that's where we are right now, the eastern coast of the United States, right between New Jersey and Delaware. Now, granted, they were in international waters, but that was only 2 miles off the eastern seaboard of the United States of America. It was a Russian spy ship. Russia has been known of violating the sovereign territories of other nations. They've done it with Sweden, Anders Ekman. They've done it with Turkey, violated Turkey's airspace. Russia has a knack of doing that. And Russia is indeed the sugar daddy of the entire Arab world. So, you know, when C.I. Schofield wrote that in 1909, that one day Russia would lead the Arab world and come in to invade Israel, folks, we see that playing out right now, slowly unfolded before our very eyes. And so when C.I. Schofield wrote, one day the whole entire world will one day view these dead witnesses in the streets of Jerusalem, he said, I don't know how that's going to happen, because in 1909, for crying out loud, Russia was a Christian nation, you know, so to speak, you know, led by Orthodox, you know, Orthodox Christianity back in the day, you know, and Israel wasn't even a nation yet. C.I. Schofield said one day Israel will become a nation. They laughed at him until May the 14th of 1948 when Israel was reborn. C.I. Schofield said, I can't figure it out, guys. I don't know how the whole entire world will view two witnesses lying in the streets of Jerusalem. Well, folks, we have over 200 or more satellites circling the earth at this time. So when it says in verse 8, and they of the people, kindreds, and tongues, and nations, shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. For 3.5 days, they will see the dead bodies. The world news organizations are going to view in, see those two witnesses dead in the street of Jerusalem, possibly on the Temple Mount. We don't know. It says the street of Jerusalem. The Temple Mount is not on the street of Jerusalem. So the whole world is going to see this. And the whole world is going to rejoice and even send gifts one to another, according to verse number 10, because they hated these two witnesses, because of their preaching, because of the judgment they pronounced on the world. And then verse 11 says, and after 3 days and a half, they're going to rise from the dead. Verse 12 says, they hear a voice from heaven saying, come up hither. And they ascend up into heaven in a cloud, and their enemies behold them. 3.5 days later, they rise from the dead. Now, why is the Bible specific by saying 3.5 days? Well, folks, because only one person rose from the dead 3 days later. And that's not going to be duplicated by anybody. Satan does not have the power to raise anybody from the dead. You won't find anywhere in the Bible of Satan raising people from the dead. Only God has that prerogative to raise people from the dead. Now, by way of chasing a rabbit, I believe these two witnesses will be Elijah. We know Elijah for sure. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Elijah was a Jew. The second person I believe to be the second witness will be Enoch. The early church fathers were all in harmony. They were all in agreement that the two witnesses would be Elijah and Enoch. Enoch was a Gentile. Genesis 5:24. Enoch never seen death. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Genesis 5:24. Elijah never experienced physical death. 2 Kings 2:11. Was taken up into heaven by a fiery horse and chariot. Never saw physical death. Moses died, folks. Deuteronomy 34:5. Moses died. And Moses was buried. I know some will try to use the transfiguration of Matthew 17 to say that it will be Moses and Elijah. But again, folks, Moses died. Enoch never died. Elijah never died. And so it only makes sense to me that both these two witnesses who never died will make a future world appearance on the world stage to preach the gospel during the first half of the tribulation period. And so, folks, with all of these satellites in the sky right now, it's showing that prophecy could be fulfilled tomorrow if God wanted it to be fulfilled tomorrow. So with all these satellites, folks, that are up in the sky right now are indicating that Bible prophecy is indeed on course to being fulfilled. And that, folks, Jesus is coming sooner rather than later. And so we are indeed living, folks, in really exciting times. We are living in a day and age today in which we are seeing the prophetic word of God unfolding right before our very eyes. And so Bible prophecy on course to being fulfilled. Well, folks, Iran has been in the news a lot. And, of course, Iran says, you know something? It would only take us 7 minutes to destroy Israel. Can you imagine that? Only 7 minutes to destroy. Iran's officials vowed to continue launching roaring missiles, which they characterize as a defense in nature. And they always write on those missiles when they have missile launch and, you know, testing missile launching, they always write on those missiles in Hebrew, Israel will be destroyed. And folks, Iran is a very evil, dictatorial country. Iran is a very evil country with a very, very evil government. They said only 7 minutes is needed for the Iranian missile to hit Tel Aviv on Israel's western coast that borders along the Mediterranean Sea. A senior member of Iranian Parliament National Security and Foreign Policy Commissioner and the Revolutionary Guard told the semi-official Fars News Agency, which is Iran's news agency. His comments follow days of heated exchanges between the United States and the Trump administration and Iranian officials. We know that tensions between Washington and Tehran have intensified after Donald Trump announced new sanctions targeting Iran's ballistic missile program. The United States issued the new penalties in response to several Iranian missile launches, which the Obama administration should have done a long time ago. So several Iranian missile launches that international powers say are a violation of Iran's obligations to the so-called treaty that was signed between the Obama administration and Iran. So Iran has been formally put on notice for firing a ballistic missile and should have been thankful for the terrible deal United States made with them. You know, Donald Trump always said that this was one of the most atrocious deals that Obama made with Iran. Iran responded forcefully, proceeding with military exercise that further tested its missile radar capabilities. Iran's officials vowed to continue launching roaring missiles, as they say in their own language, roaring missiles, which they characterize as defensive in nature. Sure, we're supposed to believe them. And they targeted United States President Donald Trump himself, calling him reckless and inexperienced. No, Donald Trump is not reckless and inexperienced. Donald Trump is responsible. The only one that was reckless and inexperienced was former President Barack Hussein Obama. Trump said on Twitter that Iran was playing with fire. And in a statement, U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn said Iran's belligerent and lawless behavior across the entire Middle East had only increased since it agreed to a deal with six foreign nations meant to govern its nuclear program for more than a decade. Well, folks, we know that Iran, known as Persia, before 1936, Iran was known as Persia. But then in 1936, Persia changed their name to Iran. And we know based on Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse number 5, Iran, along with Gog, that's the personality, a person, Magog, the location where that personality comes from. We talked about this yesterday. Do you remember in Genesis chapter 10, verses 1 through 3? The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Tubal, and Meshach. And the son of Gomer was Togarmah. Magog, one of those boys, broke away from his brothers and settled north of the Caspian and Black Sea. The nation that is north of the Caspian and Black Sea today is Russia. And Magog's brothers, Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarmah, that's Ezekiel 38:2, Ezekiel 38:6, those guys settled south of the Caspian and Black Sea, which today would be where the Islamic State of Turkey is today. Turkey in biblical times consisted of those four boys, Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarmah, all make up what is today the Islamic State of Turkey. You can find yourself an ancient Turkish map, not an ancient one, but a replica of an ancient Turkish map, and know that Turkey in biblical times consisted of those four boys, Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarmah. So in Ezekiel 38:5, Persia, which is today Iran, will join Russia, Turkey, to invade Israel. Now, as I already said already, folks, Iran is a very, very evil, dictatorial government. And we know that Satan is working through that very government. In Daniel chapter number 10, you have a Bible, you can go there with me quickly. In Daniel chapter 10 and verse number 13, it says this: "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days, or 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia." Now, the prince of Persia, or the kingdom of Persia. Now, a certain man is probably not the pre-incarnate Christ, because this angel was hindered by the prince of Persia, who was a demon. And because he needed help from Michael, the archangel, neither of these statements could be said of Christ. So this angel needed assistance from Michael the archangel because of the prince of Persia. That prince of Persia was a demon. Now verse 14. "Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people," the Jewish people, "in the latter days," or in the last days. That is an eschatological phrase. "For yet the vision is for many days." In other words, it was still future in Daniel's day. Verse 20. "Then said he, knowest thou this, wherefore I am come unto thee? Now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia," a demon that was working through Persia, today Iran. "And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Gracia shall come." So he had a demon that was working through the government of Persia, and a demon that was working through the government of the country of Gracia. So Michael had to fight with those two demons. But in Revelation chapter 12, we find this, Revelation 12, 7, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels," or his demons, "and prevailed not. Neither was there a place found any more in heaven." So, folks, we see a demon that was working through Persia. The prince of Persia was a demon working through the government of Persia at that time. And, folks, those same demons are working through modern Persia today. Do you know that the Iranians still speak the Persian language? Did you know that? They still speak the Persian language. They call it Farsi, F-A-R-S-I. They still speak Farsi, or they still speak the Persian language. The government of modern-day Persia today, Iran, is dictatorial and extremely evil. They promote terrorism. They harbor terrorism. As a matter of fact, Iran just celebrated the 1979 Iranian Revolution. Can you imagine that? They still celebrate it, in which they stormed the United States Embassy in 1979 and took many American hostages. Folks, they still celebrate that today as if it was some sort of holiday for them. It is just absolutely unbelievable. But we know that Iran will be destroyed when they come against the children of Israel. That's Ezekiel 38:5 and Ezekiel 39:2. The Arab world will not even be a major factor in the upcoming future 70-year period of tribulation. Ezekiel 39:2, God says, "I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee, will cause thee to come up from the north parts, will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel." So, 5/6 of the Arab world, ladies and gentlemen, will be wiped out. Most of them will be wiped out. In other words, 5 out of every 6 Muslims are eliminated when they come up against the Jewish state of Israel. Because God said, "I will protect I will defend and I will stand with my people, Israel. So when we see Iran making threats about Israel every single day, writing in Hebrew, Israel is going to be destroyed on those missiles that they launch, is a page, ladies and gentlemen, indeed right out of Bible prophecy. Very quickly, let me just share one more piece of news bits, new bits with you here. Evangelicals are ready to speak for Israel in Trump's Washington, D.C. Some American Jews worry that right-wing slant of religious Christian advocacy could turn Israel into a partisan issue. Evangelicals, who have been advocating for Israel for years, have historically let the Jewish people take the lead. For one, Laurie Cardoza Moore, that they are poised to take a prominent role. An evangelical TV host and activist, Cardoza Moore, backed U.S. President Donald Trump's pick for Ambassador to Israel David Friedman, a supporter of the settlement movement who is deeply skeptical of a two-state solution. Folks, you've got to be skeptical of a two-state solution, because in the eyes of the Arab world, a two-state solution simply means we can destroy Israel from the inside out. And she is confident that President Trump will make good on his promise to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. Well, right now, he's sort of wavering on that, folks. I hope he turns that around. But right now, I think he's wavering on he's waffling on that. She says, I am excited to see this development. It further illustrates the commitment of this incoming administration. She recently told a Christian news service, quote, and Lord willing, Friedman will be the one who helps orchestrate the transition. Now, Cardoza Moore was in Israel last week filming a new episode on Focus on Israel, which is widely syndicated on Christian television. In an interview at a Tel Aviv cafe last week, she said, in over 15 years of pro-Israel work as a president of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations, she has seen evangelicals rally to the cause. Folks, if you call yourself a born-again believer, a follower of Yeshua, automatically you should be supporting Israel. You should be standing behind the Jewish people and do what Psalm 122 and verse 6 says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Praying for the salvation of the Jewish people. Praying for the salvation of the Arab people. Praying for the government of the state of Israel. Christians should be supporting Israel. You know why? There are 38 passages in the Bible that talk about Israel's right to the land. Do you think what they have right now is all that God has given them? No. What they have right now is not what Allah has given them, ladies and gentlemen. There are 38 passages in the Old Testament that teach of Israel's original borders. Do you know what Israel's original borders are, folks? I'll tell you what Israel's original borders are. The original land grant that God has given them. They start in Egypt. They go all the way to the northeastern boundary of the Euphrates River, which is in Iraq today. They drop south all the way down to what is today Saudi Arabia, goes around the Persian Gulf, back to where Egypt is today. All belongs to the Jews. And the 38 passages in the Old Testament that show Israel's original borders. Those are all the original land grants that God gave to Jews. So, what rightfully belongs to Israel, what rightfully belongs to the Jews, is this. Are you ready? Write this down if you want, or go back to the archive. This is what originally belongs to the Jews. Here we go. Half of Egypt, all of Israel, all of Lebanon, all of Syria, all of Jordan, three-fourths of Iraq, all of Kuwait, three-fourths of Saudi Arabia. Did you get all that? That all belongs to the Jews. Let me say it again, and I'll go a little bit slower. Half of Egypt, all of Israel, all of Lebanon, all of Syria, all of Jordan, three-fourths of Iraq, all of Kuwait, three-fourths of Saudi Arabia. That all belongs to the Jews. Now, do they possess it now? No, they do not. But folks, they will possess it in the kingdom to come. When the Lord Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, returns and establishes his kingdom in the city of Jerusalem, in the land of Israel, which based on Jeremiah 3:17, Jerusalem will be called the throne of the Lord. Ezekiel 5:5, Jerusalem, the center of the earth. Deuteronomy 32:8, God placed the sons of Adam there in the center of the earth, surrounded the sons of Adam, which would be the Jewish people, by the way, by the Goyim, the Gentile nations of the world. And when Jesus is reigning from the city of Jerusalem, then all of that original land grant spoken by those 38 passages in the Old Testament will then be realized and will be given, ladies and gentlemen, to the Jewish people. Bible prophecy is on course to being fulfilled. So if these three leading news stories that I gave you today, folks, I believe is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Jesus is coming soon. Now listen, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, you're either one heartbeat away from going to hell, or you're one trumpet sound away from being left behind. So if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, today's the day of salvation. Tomorrow could be too late. Say, August, how do I get saved? Well, you can pray and say something like this. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I believe you died on the cross for my sins, and I believe you shed your blood for me. I repent of my sins today, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life, forgive me of all my sins, and I now receive you as my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In your name I pray. Well, if you pray that prayer, I want to hear from you. Contact me, Facebook Messenger, or my email, august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. I want to rejoice with you, help you in your new walk with the Lord, direct you to a good local Bible-believing church in your area so that you can grow in God's grace, be fed the Word of God, and fellowship with God's people. Now, folks, in closing, you can visit my website at todayinbibleprophecy.org. Sign up for my newsletters. While you are there, visit our Today in Bible Prophecy bookstore, where you can buy my books and Holy Land gifts that we bring back from Israel. If you would like to come to Israel with us next month, March 25th to April 5th, including Petra, Southern Jordan, now is the time to make those preparations to do so. If you have questions, call me, 774-888-8025, or call my tour agent at Trips Israel LLC. Contact Eyal Evan toll-free, 1-888-300-3038. 1-888-300-3038. Our ministry has been a blessing to you, folks. If you enjoy our teaching, please help support our ministry. Go to my website. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. There's a PayPal button right there where you can help support us with a one-time gift or a monthly gift. People support us at $20 a month or more. No gift too big or too small. So, folks, we need your help, and we need your prayers and your financial support. You can also send your support to Today in Bible Prophecy Ministries, 55 Pleasant Street, Apartment 2, Lincoln, Rhode Island, 02865. Follow me on the social networks here on Facebook. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter. This is where I get all of my news stories. I upload all of my news stories on Twitter. My handle on Twitter is August Rosado at Bible_prophecy. That's my Twitter handle. August Rosado at Bible_prophecy. Check out all the news stories I post on my Twitter account. And you can also follow me on LinkedIn and watch all of my videos on YouTube. Videos from Israel, all of our Bible teachers, from Dr. Todd Baker and myself, right there on YouTube. Simply August Rosado on YouTube. So I hope that you would take advantage of that. All right, folks, Lord willing, Monday we'll be back on the air, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But if you live anywhere in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, whatever, Sunday morning, February 19th, I will be preaching at Auburn Baptist Church in Auburn, Massachusetts, for the Sunday school Sunday morning, 11 a.m. service, and the 6 p.m. evening service. I hope to see you there. Remember, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon. And remember, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Okay, guys, we will talk to you soon. God bless and peace.